T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire, brought to you by Regions Bank.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work going into the weekend as old Dirty Show and Chris Santiago. Oh, quiet storm. We have the latest for you, and the latest is Yordan Alvarez. He got on the field last night. And the game started right at this time. And Clint, he went 0 for 3, two deep, deep flyouts to the warning track to center field, and he had a strikeout. Yordan Alvarez set himself through a translator on his two deep flyouts. I think when I got in there, I thought I was going to be a little more lost at the plate without seeing pitchers for a couple of months. But they both felt pretty good. So I think that's a really good sign from him, thinking it was going to be a bit of a struggle, more like what Chris thought it was going to be. Chris, I believe, thought he was going to strike out three times and not make contact with the ball. Oh, you thought just once? Sorry.
But I didn't say it on air.
You didn't say it on air, so it doesn't count. 0 for 3. You did say 0 for 3. But according to how people describe his swings and those two first balls that he hit to dead center field, to the warning track, it don't sound like Yordan was lost, and that is big, Clint, because the season starts on the 30th. It's the 24th. They need him to be as close to being Yordan as they could possibly get.
Yeah, I got two things from this, man. I think number one, Yordan being ahead of schedule, according to his own words here, is big news, because we're 6 days out from opening day. And number two, I mean, look, again, his words – being ahead of schedule after not seeing pitches for a couple of months. We got another key Astro that's going to be out 2 months to 2.5 months with a thumb, with a broken thumb and thumb surgery. So, you know, I'm searching and listening for guys that haven't seen pitches, haven't swung a bat, haven't seen pitches for a couple of months, and how quickly they get back. And this is evidence that, again, in his own words, not seeing pitches, not swinging a bat consistently for a couple of months, he appears to be ahead of schedule, making good solid contact on two of three at-bats last night. So Alvarez being ahead of schedule, and then also digging a little bit deeper and kind of taking his experience and relating it to what Altuve's going through, makes me feel pretty good about both situations.
Yeah. It's a good thing. He's not playing today, as they're playing again. They said he may get some swings in the minor league game. There's a potential there, but we'll see when he gets on the diamond again. But that's a first really good start, even though they weren't hits. But the swings, that's what you're really looking at there. Also, Clint, a little bit of other news, as we know that Hunter Brown got scratched in his final spring training start. He didn't throw yesterday. Dusty said he did throw today. He's expected to do so again tomorrow. Baker said Brown is feeling much better and moving around well. They said it was a bit of a lower back injury. Good to see that he is throwing and moving around, and hopefully he can make his first start whenever that is in the regular season.
Yeah, good news on that front, because, again, the Hunter Brown news of the back being tight wasn't a concern about, you know, where the kid's at. Will he be healthy? Can he stay healthy? It was more about, damn, it's a quick reminder about how thin this starting rotation is. with McCullers out, you're one little tight back away from having some problems in a rotation. Yeah. You know, you're one injury away, longer term injury away from having some problems in a rotation. And so, good news on the Hunter Brown front as well. But well, they got to get Lance back throwing again, and hopefully in this rotation as well.
That's right. So we'll see what happens there. But Hunter Brown throwing again, and Yordan feeling good at the plate. So, great news here for the Astros as they get closer to the regular season.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, man, you're going to be knee-deep in these college basketball games again tonight?
I'm going to take a peek at it, no doubt. You got U of H and Texas playing. Like I said, we got a hometown team in them Cougs, and then I got Texas in a little family pool we got rocking and rolling. So, I'm gonna be on it.
Oh, you're rolling with the horns. That's right. You got to roll with the horns.
I mean, I got a chance to win about $220. Hell yeah.
An Arkansas guy going with the horns. There you go.
Hey, look here. I ain't got no problem.
Who's house?
I'm good.
Who's house?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All right. U of H, they get it going tonight. They've had some struggles and close calls with their first two games. I think the hope is that Sasser feels better with that groin and is more healthy. I'm not gonna lie. As someone who has adopted the Houston Cougars, I do have a bit of concern with this one tonight. I think they will win. Nigel Pack is a really, really good guard for Miami. Wong as well. Kansas faced him in the Elite Eight last year. He's a really, really good shot maker as well. I think the toughness of Houston, I think they're the toughest team in America. Just physicality, where they go, they're never going to be out of the game because they can get stops. I think Houston will be fine, just the guards with Miami. And guards, as we watched last night with Michigan State and K-State, guards can kind of take control of the game. But they've got their guards as well with Sasser and Mark and all those guys that they rolled through. Hopefully they're healthy moving forward for U of H, but I feel pretty good about them. And Texas has been rolling as well. So I think those two will match up in Kansas City in the Midwest Regional Final. But, yeah, Houston, I'm just they've been a little shaky. I mean, they've been a little shaky here lately. Hopefully they got that out of their system. But Miami is not an easy team to face.
Well, how you feel about Princeton, Bo?
Yeah, they're going to struggle with that big man in the inside. And Creighton's a really good team. Really good team as well. I don't think Princeton can shoot it. Obviously, they can shoot threes. They're a 15 seed. I mean, the 15 seed I'm pulling for. I'm going for. I'll be naturally watching the 15 seed, and hopefully they win. But I think they're going to struggle, and I think that slipper ain't going to fit no more. And I think San Diego State is going to get the doors blown off of tonight by Alabama. I think Brandon Miller's probably going to go off, and they're going to get the doors blown off. Although I am reading against them, but I think they are going to lose.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a couple of things here with the Texans, Clint. First, I'll start with this here. They did sign a receiver, Steven Sims, out of he played with the Steelers last year. Played in 12 games, had 14 catches for over 100 yards, 13 rushes for 70 yards. He's been in the league for a little bit, played at Washington as well. This is a depth guy, it feels like, Clint. I don't think this is the void that you're talking about that needs to be fixed, the type of receiver you're looking for.
No, this is a depth guy, no question about it. Maybe it got a little gadget guy feel to him. Maybe can help in the special teams as well, return game as well. But yeah, to your point, not the guy that when I say that the receiving core is, in my opinion, in desperate need, Steven Sims isn't filling that void. But good quality depth, and I'm sure we'll compete for a spot on that final roster.
Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see, but they still do need to add help, and I think I'm kind of with you. Not only at 12, but they, like you would think, and I think even in the first four rounds, I wouldn't hate it at all if they had two receivers. If they added two receivers in the first four rounds, where they've got a two first-round picks, obviously. They've got a second, two threes, and a fourth. I wouldn't mind if two of those picks were receivers. at some point because they do need some playmakers.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. I think they've done a hell of a job in free agency. You got to assume last year's draft class is going to come on nicely, and they'll have some nice expectations placed on them. I mean, the way the roster, the way that first level of the depth chart is coming together is really, really nice. It's just there's a problem at the top of that wide receiver room right now. Robert Woods cannot be the best receiver that you have going into the season. You cannot go into the season thinking that Nico Collins or hoping that Nico Collins becomes the guy that Lovie Smith constantly said he was, the matchup advantage and the guy that can do this and that. I mean, at the end of the day, if that happens, so be it. It'd be a great surprise. But right now, I don't know how you make decisions based on that. So I'm with you, man. I would contribute multiple times in the draft to the wide receiver room.
Yeah. So we'll see what they do there. Also, by the way, this was released by the Texans, their offseason program. They'll get the offseason started April 11th, voluntary minicamp, April 25th through 27th, usually for the rookies and the second-year players, guys that really got to make the team. And then OTAs will start ranging from May 22nd to June 8th, and then obviously mandatory minicamp, which are dates that you all want to know, starts June 13th because those are the times where I think fans will be able to start to maybe potentially get out there for practice. And Clint, the first thing I thought about when I saw all these dates, first thing I thought about was the new cap, the self-proclaimed cap. And I'm with him. I love it. I'm calling him Cap Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil earlier this week said he wants to be a mentor and a captain. And I look at this, and for me, May 22nd, that's when the OTAs start. This was something he did not attend last year. Not just didn't attend, like he didn't suit up in practice. He wasn't even out there on the field. I look at May 22nd. I think the captain, the guy that's captain, that wants to be the mentor, he got to at least be there every day moving throughout there.
Yeah, I think there's multiple things here, man. I'm anxious to see some OTAs ran by D'Amico Ryans, which I would expect to look significantly different than what we've seen the last couple of years. Obviously, the talent, you know, is at least on paper significantly better than what we've seen of late. I'm anxious to see that as well. And then to your point, I think there's, if Laramie Tunsil is going to do the things that the highest paid player of the Texans said he's going to do, not our words, not the expectations, but what he said he's going to do. I think the only way you can be that guy is if you're here during OTAs, you're visible, you're present. I mean, he specifically named a bunch of second-year guys that he would like to lead and be a mentor for, be a resource for. I just don't see how you can do those things just in the season if that's where you're at, man. So, yeah, is Laramie Tunsil going to be there for OTAs? I think that would be a big step. Look, I know it gets minimized. I know I'm accused of overreacting to everything. When you look at this year's OTAs and off seasons and even the training camp, and they're ran by and led by D'Amico Ryans, a coaching staff that is believed to have been hired because they're great coaches and they bring juice and energy. And then you got guys like potentially Laramie Tunsil, being present, being in Houston, being a part of the offseason and a part of actually developing and bringing these young dudes on, mentoring these young dudes, that could be an unbelievably powerful combination or force, if you will, between D'Amico, this staff, guys like Laramie Tunsil. That could be a big time flip from what we've seen the last couple of years and could be powerful.
But I wouldn't even be saying anything about these dates Had he not put that out there, what he wanted to be. Because, hell, let's just be honest, my man's, he didn't show up for any of them dates, and he didn't miss a snap during the season.
Nope.
He played at a not just Pro Bowl level, he was a Pro Bowler, he played at an All-Pro level. Then he was rated as the best pass-blocking tackle in football. He was a great player that with his season, allowed himself to reset the tackle market. But he said that's what he wants to be. Because I'd have been like, all right, hell, man, you showed it. You did it.
Yeah.
But he said, no, that's what I want to be. So,
like a captain.
That's it. If you want to be that, Cap, I'm with you. Follow. You got to be there, though.
Muy importante.
5 o'clock fire.
Thanks, Dusty, for translating that.
Dusty chiming in on Larry Thompson.
There it is. I love that, Dusty. All right, Will Levis's pro day was today, and Clint, he needed a big day. And personally for me, for a bet that me and you have, I needed him to have a big day. And the reason is, for that kid, there was some pressure going into this pro day because ever since the combine, he's kind of dropped. He's kind of dropped and dropped. Yep. And all of the quarterbacks, Anthony Richardson, whoa, shot up the board. C.J. Stroud had him a great day. Bryce, hell, he didn't even throw, but he shot up in people's minds because he weighed over 200 pounds. Will Levis probably had the worst pro day of everybody, of all those four quarterbacks.
Combine, excuse me.
His pro day today, strong. Noises like this were heard at his pro day.
Travel, bye. Goodness on the money down the middle of the field. Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, there it is. That's what they were saying at his pro day, baby. He was out there looking nasty. Like, he did what he needed to do. There were some people having him in the 20s, you know, the mid to late 20s at times. I think maybe with today, and depending on how the conversations have gone and those dinners and meetings, maybe he got himself back up into a space where he needed to be.
We'll see. We'll see. He struggled throwing the ball to his left on anything towards the sideline at the combine. Wonder if he improved that today. I think he's going to be a guy. You look at him mechanically and technically. I think he's going to be a guy that struggles throwing the ball with touch. Today was another opportunity for potential suitors for Will Levis to see if, you know, can he in his own environment, in a place where he's comfortable, the place he's practiced for 2 years with his own guys. Can he throw the ball with touch, or is this just a guy that's all driver? Can he finesse the ball around the course, if you will? Can he shape shots, if you will? Or is he just all driver, all gas, no brake? Today was a day that you could find some of that out about Will Levis. I've not had time because it was still rolling during, you know, when we started our show. Not had time to really catch up on the pro day outside of all of the, boy, the arm strength stuff of him just throwing it 60-plus and ripping the ball down the field. I'm anxious to see, what some of the more detailed conversations are around Will Levis's pro day as we move forward.
All right, more as the drive continues. Bryce Young had his pro day yesterday. We'll get into some thoughts about that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Metro. As we were discussing earlier, Dan Orlowski's wife says, Dan says, she doesn't poop in front of me. She doesn't poop in the house when I'm in the house. Tyler Milner, our trusty producer, who knows when he'll be back, but our trusty producer said, swear to God, still to this day, have no evidence that Megan poops. She's super secretive and sneaky about it. But I like it that she keeps it hidden.
Yeah, I got one of those at home too, Tyler.
Yours is super secretive?
I mean, if I bring it up, she cringes.
Really?
Yes.
So like you can't, like in your mind, you can't think of like the last time you remember it.
I can't walk in and have a – like, we could be talking about, like, diet and taking care of yourself and working
and
out.
Just having
and, like,
BMs.
And I could say, like trying to have a serious conversation. Because a big part, like, are you eating enough fiber? Or is your system functioning right? Like, she won't even have that conversation. And she's, like, health, like she'll have health conscious, diet conscious conversations, but when it pertains to her bowel movements, like it just, it don't matter how, or I could walk in with a joke and the joke ain't funny, falls flat. I got one at home too, G.
Really?
I feel you.
Dick Santiago, you got one that do you have a, oh, I've never seen her poop before.
Oh, no, she's not shy about it.
Nah. Yeah, that's. I just ain't never dealt with that.
I don't mind it either.
I love it. Like, yeah.
Wait. You love it?
Yeah, I mean,
it wouldn't bother me one bit if my wife, you know, just said, hey, be careful in that bathroom. Or, hey, like that, you know, I got to go in here for a little bit. Give me some time. You know, I don't bug me. I would, that'd be okay. I don't love it.
Yeah, like, I think it's, like, to me, I would be like, well, you got to act like you're some sort of criminal. Like, you got to sneak around and slide and set up some sort of, oh, let me slide around here. Let me be secretive like Megan and Lauren are to go take a dump. Just go take a damn dump. Hell, you didn't seen, I mean, listen, you didn't experience, y'all, Megan and Lauren have experienced a lot from you two. Or they can go take a dump and just go on in and do it.
Well, I'm, there is nothing, I mean, I'll ask her to come in there and chit-chat with me a bit. Now, that pisses her off too, but I ain't got no problem talking about me. But her, on the other hand,
just don't get that.
I mean, cringe. It ain't even a joke. It ain't even
secretive. Oh, my God, he caught me. What are you going to do? Someone texted, not joking, my wife blows it up. Yeah. We all do. We all got to get that out. Shoot, I don't get that. That ain't never been a deal with me and Courtney, baby. We got it. Our fiber is.
Yeah. If systems are regular,
systems,
huh?
Systems are good, baby. Systems are good. All right. It is interesting here. I did see a text on the text line, Clint, because, you know, people have, it's weird. People are on one side or another. Check that. Most people are all on the other side of the the way that the Texans are handling these pro days with the quarterbacks and combine, to be honest with you. And someone texted in, and I'll have to listen to it on Payne and Pendergast. Seth had a great take on why they weren't going. I agree with Seth's take from this morning. We already know what these guys are. Go scout day two and day three picks. Texans are different than the old Texans boys. Love it.
That's interesting. I disagree that they already know who these guys are. I don't think you meet with these guys a handful of times or see them throw once or twice and see them move once or twice and watch a bunch of film and know who they are. I personally don't believe that. But to the latter point, I think is absolutely huge. I agree wholeheartedly that when you talk about pro days and when you talk about the combine, the real value of, like, where you find, like, the diamond in the rough and you can really pay off on having a scouting department you believe in with keen eyes and having a general manager and a coaching staff that'll make the rounds at pro days, I wholeheartedly agree with Seth that the value of finding your fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounders and your diamonds in the rough are where it's at, no doubt. No question about it. But at the same time, I don't think you pass an opportunity. When you're a quarterback needy football team that's fixing to task a guy, one of three guys or four guys with getting this program, organization back to where it needs to be, yeah, man, I personally don't buy, oh, we know these guys already. Like, I personally don't buy, because I heard Nick on Seth and Sean's show. He's on with those guys in the morning. Stay plugged in. He's on with those guys in the morning all the time. I heard what Nick had to say. I just don't buy it. I just completely disagree with that line of thinking. And by the way, so do. You know, half the league, you know, so to each their own. I just disagree with it.
Yeah. I think our thought of them, as we've said, can we just get one of them? Not even two of them. And when I mean one of them, I mean one, the GM, the head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, like the guys who make the decisions and the guys that are going to be working directly with them. Like one of them to be at these things. And because we say that, I don't think it means that we're, I know I'm not minimizing. This is a great point to be able to go scout day two and day three picks. It's a great point. You'll find a lot of great players potentially there. I get that. That's important. For me, though, no way in hell is that more important than at least one of the four of us sitting there, being there every chance that we could get. Like, we can take turns with this thing. We can tag things. Like, for me personally, if I'm Nick Caserio, for me personally, I'm sending my trusted scouts to go check out the day two and day three picks, while I'm going to check out the most important decision that I have to make. Yeah. That's just me. Now, they're going the other way, and many people there are go the other way, and maybe Seth thinks like that other way. Just for me, though. And that, I'm not saying day two and three ain't important, but if I'm Nick Caserio, I've said this yesterday, I got to get this thing right.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to send them to that.
I think you just bust your ass as a group to get as many of them, as many of them seen as you possibly can.
That's the other point I think you've been making. It ain't like it's just one of them that can only go to all of these places, and they're stretched thin with transportation to be able to get to these places.
Right.
Like it's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, can I show you, mind if I take a minute to read this first little paragraph I read to you in a break?
No, but this is about
Will. I mean, no, but this is for all the people that think that like pro days are buying into or minimizing like pro days are overrated. Right. This is an article from Todd McShay on Will Levis, for what it's worth. Right. But this is a paragraph out of it. Quarterback coach Jordan Palmer has been working with Levis for 8 weeks now, trying to better tie his lower half to his upper body and develop a more fluid delivery for the first-round signal caller. Levis threw 23 interceptions over the past two seasons and missed a lot of easy layup throws along the way, especially in the shorter areas of the field. Much of that came from still developing mechanics, especially when it comes to footwork and lack of touch. So basically what you pull from that is, if you're interested in Will Levis, which the Texans aren't, I'm just making a point of the importance of pro days, right? Is if you're interested in Will Levis and you saw him throw at the combine, right? And you liked what you saw, but you got another chance to see him throw 2-3 weeks later to check, to gauge like his ability to listen, retain, and apply coaching from one of the best quarterback coaches in the world, Jordan Palmer, and you can literally physically lay your eyes on, okay, where did he get better? From ball placement to footwork to how rigid he is to how flexible he is, you can see all that and gauge it over a week span, 2 week span. I mean, that's just the simple, like, I don't know how those can be realistic situations for first-round quarterback prospects, and then in the same sentence, somebody says, they're not important. You're overthinking this. Hard, boy.
Yeah,
it's a tough one for me.
Yeah, I just want my eyes on the most important part. All right, Tyler's out, but that don't mean nothing. Chris Santiago said, "I got you, Tyler."
That means Tyler getting some good rest.
He's getting some rest. But I'm just saying, generally, I came in today thinking, baby, we're not going to have best of. No. Chris said, I'm going to hold you down, Tyler. Best of the week by Chris Dick Santiago. That's next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. It's been a great week, and we've had a great time this week, even though we've missed our guy, Tyler Milner, who's been out a little bit. Hopefully, he is back on Monday. We look forward to him coming back on Monday and have the squad back. But Chris Santiago, Quiet Storm, Dick Santiago, has been fantastic all week long. And my man's out here doing a little work, man. He said he's going to put together a little bit of best of the week. He said, I'm holding it down. Just because Tyler ain't here don't mean that we ain't going to have the best of the week. Now, dadgummit, if I'm the producer of The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, my role as a producer is to put together the best of the week, and I'll be damned if I ain't going to do it. I'm so proud of you. God, dog.
Boy, you better be putting it out there now. See what you got, bud.
Oh, go on it, man. That's beautiful. Here it is, as we do each and every Friday, the best of the week on The Drive.
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Sterner's in the building.
Yeah, he is.
Wearing that damn Arkansas.
Come on, baby.
Just went with the backs, huh?
Today. Straight black with letters, backs written across. You know what, them Razorbacks, baby. Come on.
I was considering maybe doing a show from home tomorrow. It's going to be game day. I know you're going somewhere right after to watch this, and I can't imagine what kind of outfit you have put together.
Well,
Tyler said one of his best friends' name is Denzel. Then he proceeded to send us photos of Denzel. Sent himself in one of them old Heathcliff Huxtable sweaters. I don't want to call him Bills. One of them old Dr. Huxtable sweaters is what Tyler was rocking. Tyler looked like he was about 16. That looked like he was knee-deep in that yellow Hummer in that photo he sent. But he got it. He got him a buddy named Denzel. By the way, we found out the last name. I went Jones.
I was thinking maybe Jackson.
You're thinking Jackson?
Yeah, he was a real Jackson.
I was thinking Thompson.
Yeah, he said Thompson. Apparently it's Thomas.
He was close.
It is Denzel Thomas. Shout out to Denzel Thomas. And then I really had a problem with what appears a nickname maybe. I don't know if Denzel goes by or Tyler is given, but Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel's one of those, if you're going to give him a nickname, it better be good.
It better not be Denzel.
Yeah, but, I mean, that.
What?
If Chris walked in and said, hey, one of the three guys on this show has a buddy named Denzel that he nicknamed him Denzel.
You think Tyler's the one who...
Absolutely.
You think...
Imagine Chris, I can't believe you. You're going to try to sit your ass in there talking about the WBC.
No, it's okay, Chris. You can just be honest.
And you're going to tune out if U of H loses?
You can be honest. You can be honest. You're not geared up to go watch K-State in the Final Four, are you? A little different.
Oh, I forgot about that layer to this too. The fact that K-State is
like
playing and Kansas isn't.
They're like a little.
Oh, I'm it's painful for
I know that one hurts.
Oh, it's painful.
No, it's not. Mizzou was in there. I wouldn't be at work.
If you were Richard, would you go by Dick?
No.
If you were, you wouldn't.
I'd go by Ricky.
Ricky, Boys in the Hood.
That's right.
Well, what would you? What would
I guess
you go
Ricky
with?
Ricky did get shot in the back, didn't he?
He got shot dead in the back, man. He's trying to do right too. Got shot dead. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Best is with Cuba. After he get run into them cops with Nia, punch in the air.
Furious was great. Hey, what about you? What about you? Would you go by Dick if your name was Richard?
Nah. I think Ricky, dog.
Man. You don't know. Ricky's not an option. Show. Quit taking.
It is.
No, it's not. You got two. I'm giving them to you.
No,
Richard or Dick.
I'd go by Rich before I get to Richard or Dick.
What do you think about Chris? I mean, he's got kind of a unique look. You think he'd be a better Richard or a better Dick? I mean, what do you think, man? What do you think?
Clint and then old Quiet Storm. Chris, a.k.a. Dick Santiago, slides
yes,
in.
Yes, that sounds so
good. I have an update on that.
My God! Y'all both QBs will be in Houston for private workouts. Either y'all trust D'Amico or not.
Listen, there's some of you on here. Ain't nothing for you to be mad about.
Oh, what you the hell you mad about? I'm not mad at you because you don't.
Was that text in all caps or something?
The God part is.
Oh.
Woo! Pig! Sue, do it with me, boy. Woo! Razorbacks! Let's go, Hogs. Game day, baby. Game day.
Or just get it over with. We're going to pour this out?
I'll just pour one out for him. Pour one on out.
There it is.
Damn, man. Actually, folks, pour a second one out because they got away from them last night. At some point, I saw they got to 29 against Connecticut. Pour one out as Clint and Linda's Razorbacks made it further than my team. Now you've had 2 weeks to really manifest and watch this thing. You did watch it correctly.
Yeah, boy, you just can't let go of that, can you? I mean, we try to do this segment for once, and you, I ain't even got to talk yet, and you've already mentioned that how difficult it's been. And for three times, you've been teased it twice, and then pay off.
I just want to make sure you watched it before we got started.
No, I watched it, baby. Right, I watched it.
How many stars? This feels like this is going to be the low. Because the low so far low. Has been
it's a 50, low.
51st.
Chief, this is a low two-star for me.
Oh, man, you're nearing one.
Low two-star. Way too cheesy.
Wow. I think you're hold on, Rob. I think you're being aggressive, Rob. I think you're being a little bit aggressive, Rob. Top five?
That's what I do. You think I'm coming on here and I'm coming with the soft takes? No, we're coming hot, baby.
That's steaming.
You're how to lose a guy in 10 days. You gave that 2 stars?
2 at best.
I don't like it, Rob. I don't like it.
I don't do corny, Rob. I don't do corny, man.
All right.
And for about 2 hours, I had to listen to this table behind me, who clearly didn't see all the red on my table. They just kept looking like, damn, Arkansas's getting that ass whooped, man. It
went on. Oh, how about that, man? You know what he did?
That's a nice little first shot at it right there, Santiago.
That's beautiful.
I see you. Well done.
You know what he did?
What'd he do?
I mean, he got multiple things from
today's show.
From today's
show.
That's beautiful, man. That's doing overtime work.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's easy.
Well done, Chief. Well done.
How were you able to pull that off, man? That didn't always get... That's good, man. I appreciate that, man. I love the focus and love for the show. That's big time.
Hey, this is the show's way of doing things. Now, don't play into it. He's using you.
He's using
you and your success to take a shot at somebody else.
I'm not. This is all.
Come on,
Doug, you got to know this about show.
Listen
now.
Listen to this, Doug. This dude is
what he's doing.
That's real shisty.
Be careful
thing
now.
That you're
just
doing
be careful
right
how
now.
You respond.
Like, I'm out here just. There's no be careful how you smile. I'm just proud of you. Tyler is probably proud of you too. Holding it down, doing things the next day. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Picking up a little Friday action. Wow, that's great, man. That did me in right there. Congratulations, man.
That was well done.
It was. Damn you, Hogs.
Yeah, it took him forever.
He didn't have to sneak
the worst
that in,
thing
man.
About
he
that game have... last night was it took him forever to close the casket. I mean, it felt like that game was 4 hours long, man, and it was over from jump. Like, just close the casket.
hit
a quick prayer and let's get the hell out of here, man. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, from the text line, Big Dick Santiago in the house. How about that? You can say that it's Dick Santiago. You just put Big in the front of it.
Yeah.
I know your nervous ass, man. Ooh. Good Lord. All right, Mac. Speaking of nervous, I just want to, can we play a little bit? Steve Smith, boy. He loves
some Bryce Young, don't he?
He let it for sure. Like, this got away from him. Chris, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get when he asked Bryce about the jersey number he wants to get with. This, like, to me, he was really into Bryce, but this one to me was really uncomfortable. This is Steve Smith, borderline Hall of Famer. You remember with the Panthers, he had a little stint with the Ravens. This is him talking to hopefully the next Houston Texan quarterback, Bryce Young, and I mean, he makes it all uncomfortable.
When you get drafted, what number do you want to wear?
I would love to keep my number. I would love to be 9. That's my dad's number, which is why I wear it. And he's been an integral part of my life and the reason I am the man who I am today. So I would love that. But hopefully other people could see it the same way. But we'll see what has in store for my future.
Well, I can tell you this. If you get drafted by the Carolina Panthers, I can go ahead and purchase my jersey. And I want it personalized. Steve Smith
sings,
so I can hang it in my
bag
in Charlotte.
Hold on, Doc.
He loves him some Bryce Young now.
Hold on, Doc. First up, I need Steve to speak a little louder if he's going to talk like he's talking. My man, he said, I want you to send it and personalize it, Steve Smith Sr., so I can hang it up in my man cave in Charlotte. Come on, Doug. But I know we're fans of Bryce, but damn, man, I'm not. I mean, and especially, I could see myself asking that for Bryce, but I'm going to have a different tone.
Steve got a little different delivery. You've noticed that on all the work that he's doing with the network, man. He got a little different delivery than most.
Clint, I ain't never heard this delivery, dog.
I'm just telling
Clint,
you, man.
He's almost sound like he's about to whoop somebody's ass. Generally,
ice up, son.
That's the Steve Smith I know. Not this one. Hey.
You gonna mess around and catch ice up, son, Steve. You better be careful.
Okay, but I'm just saying this cat. But if I catch ice up, I'm gonna say it to him like this. Hey, Bryce. What I like to do whenever you get your number ready, send me that and personalize it. Ronald Charles Hughley II. What was that about? My goodness.
He loves him some Bryce Young now.
Clint, great job this week. Tyler's replacement was, fantastic. Chris Santiago, you ought to be proud of yourself. You were great this week as well. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access and
Rock and Roll, meow.
Just when I give out compliments,
Texans that was All too Access, easy.
Texans All Access, and behind that, you can continue to listen to the NCAA tournament. I am Ron, the show Hughley. Enjoy your weekend, and we love you, Houston.
Clint, sorry for your loss, my man.
Hey, man, kick rocks, man. Let me see the back of your head get smaller.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.